God's grace and his mercy and his strength and his peace be yours this day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So some of you might remember a time when we used to listen to the radio. That's where we heard great storytelling. And there was a very famous storyteller named Paul Harvey. And he was renowned for his tales about famous people, but Paul Harvey also took his platform as an opportunity to give critical commentary on the state of society and culture. There was one such commentary in 1964 in an essay that he entitled, "If I Were the Devil." And it was intended to be a warning against the moral decay, the societal collapse so apparent to him. His approach in the essay was to describe how the devil would attack the nation. And so this is a snippet of that. "With flattery and promises of power, I would get the courts to vote against God. Thus, I would evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, then from the houses of government. Then, in his own churches, I'd substitute psychology for religion, and I would make science the god. If I were Satan, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg, and I'd make the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were Satan, I'd just keep doing what I'm doing." People are struggling all around us. But many people aren't asking the biggest and the most important questions about life. They just want to know, and we hear this all the time now with this upcoming election, how do we make our paychecks go just a little further? How do we make sure that our children one day are actually going to move out? How do we get along with our families? There is struggle against depression and cancer, addictions, and guilt over past sins. People just want one day when there's not a struggle in their lives. Hardship and heartache are part of the daily struggle that we all face in this fallen world. And as great as those struggles are in our lives, as large as they are, we face an even greater struggle that isn't against flesh and blood, but it's against the spiritual forces of evil at work. Because there really is, even if you take the ostrich approach and put your head in the sand, there really is a cosmic battle of good versus evil between God and Satan. Paul describes the struggles that Christians face with such evil as a battle. And this match is hardly like fictional drama like WWE or something where, you know, the wrestlers are just making stuff out. But this is about sly deceptions by a vicious and undetected enemy. The evil foe is behind broken relationships and broken hearts that fall into his traps. And Satan attacks us so often without even being noticed. People are so easily and often led astray. And though he may be shrewd, there's nothing weak about the one of whom Martin Luther said in his great hymn, "On earth, there is no equal." Peter pictures the old evil foe as a roaring lion seeking to devour Christians. Jesus describes him as the father of all lies, and the warning from St. Paul is that our struggle isn't just paying the bills or facing health issues, as intense as those might be, but rather facing the fierce enemy who is looking towards our eternal destruction. Let's be honest, how can we possibly stand up against Satan and all the dark forces of evil? Well, the only way that we have a chance, the only way that we can stand against Satan, is knowing that we can't do it. that the strength doesn't exist within us. Left to our own devices, we will not stand. How easily do we give in to the temptations of the devil? How often do we stumble into the traps of selfishness or greed or pride? We're not equipped to take on this battle against the foe. But our strength comes from the Lord. And while our text, sometimes things get lost in translation, our text says, be strong in the Lord. In the Greek, it's actually a passive verb. And so what it really should say is, be strengthened in the Lord. In his commentary on Ephesians, Dr. Tom Winger, who happens to also be the president of our seminary in St. Catharines, he writes, this theme interprets what follows. It is not the Christian's strength, but the Lord's that counts. The Lord provides the armor with which the Christian is clothed. Just as no raw recruit in the army would claim to provide his own arms when he is mustered, so the Christian receives what he is given from the Lord. Sometimes we miss that even though Jesus came in humility, even though he came as that little baby, even though he came in weakness, he alone is our refuge and strength. That he conquered sin by keeping the law perfectly in our place. That he is the one who vanquished death by his triumphant death and resurrection from the grave. This Son of Man that was prophesied about in Genesis chapter 3 came to crush the serpent's head and to open for us the way of everlasting life. Your strength and my strength comes from the one who is mighty to save. It's as Paul prayed for the Ephesians earlier in that epistle, that they may be strengthened with power through his Holy Spirit in your inner being. It is strength that comes from God that is the only way that we can stand. Even in this world of intolerant demands for tolerance, the people of God are able to stand up, to stand firmly on the truth, the unaltered Word of God. We're able to stand against these schemes. And it's all because we have been made a new creation. We've been made a new person, Christ Jesus, in the waters of holy baptism, just as Rowan was today. Martin Luther was preaching on this text in 1532. He said, Paul acts like a pious and true field marshal. He gives a battlefield speech to his people who are arranged in battle formation, and he admonishes them to stand fast, to defend themselves boldly and confidently. For he shows here that those who are baptized into Christ and would cling to him must and should be warriors and must always be armed with their weapons and armor. When Paul calls us to put on the full armor of God, the various pieces of armor that he proceeds to describe are all given in the one garment. It's a onesie, so to speak, in today's vernacular, and it's put on in holy baptism. And clothed in Christ, clothed with his strength, we are able to stand against the rulers, to stand against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against any spiritual forces of evil. Dr. Winger later writes, Paul then, in appealing to the armor of God, is alluding to the classical belief that it's a champion's armor that brings strength and victory to those who wore it. But he goes farther, for this is not just the armor of an ordinary human champion. First, God clothes the Christian with divine strength. Thus, the armor of God is not merely given by God, but it's also endued with his own power. In this way, God himself defends his people. strengthened by the Holy Spirit at work always through the Word, we stand firm in the ever-shifting sand of our world today. And there are times when our spiritual knees may be wobbly. There's times when the world's philosophy sounds tempting and our resolve becomes weak. Maybe we're afraid to take on yet again the enemies that are attacking our Christian view. We may be full of doubts and uncertainty, standing against the devil and the forces of evil. But know this, the one who is in you, Christ the crucified and risen Lord, he is greater than the one who is in the world, the old evil foe. And it's knowing this that we can then take heart and stand firm with the strength that the Lord gives. Because know this, it's like the villain in any movie when he's hanging off the side of a building or a cliff and he knows he's about to fall and a good guy goes to help him or a good woman goes to help him. What does he always try and do? He tries to pull him off. He's like, I know I'm going down, but I want to take someone with me. That's what Satan and the dark forces of evil are continuing to do against the saints of God. And that's why being a Christian isn't going to make your life necessarily easier. But it will make your life better. And so as we live our lives plagued with the effects of living in a sinful world, by this ongoing wrestling match with the enemies, while we continue to see Satan at work in our society and in our schools and in our homes, we are strengthened because we have been baptized in the Lord. We have been strengthened through His mighty word, and it's in God's strength and it's in the power of His might that let us not be misled by the devil's lies. Let us not anymore fall into his traps, but instead, when the evil day comes, after we have done everything, know that we will stand firm, having been strengthened by our Lord. Amen.